What's going on, gamers? Welcome to the first ever Gym Challenge Talkback. We're starting with Cindy's Fortree City Gym Challenge. Gym challenges, I feel like, at least for this campaign, me running, starting something brand new from the start, felt like an integral part of the Pokemon gameplay experience. Also felt like a cool way to, like, let other players have a break and, like, have more loose scheduling where they just meet with me one-on-one. It was also a cool way to, like, explore combat options and, like, skill challenges and little things. It was just, like, a little, like, playground of D&D, which I enjoyed doing a lot. As far as, like, popularity with the listeners, it may not have been, like, the number one thing. You can definitely tell that there's quite a few listeners who skip the gym challenges, which is totally fine. I think there's some pretty hype moments, but you wouldn't be wrong if you thought they were repetitive, because all of the gym challengers tackled the same challenges. So just by design to make it fair for everyone and also give them something to talk about when they're done. But we got some gamers. Hello.
You walk outside and it's a very nice crisp morning.
How are y'all doing?
See over in the horizon from where you came in the east.
Just got started. Missed literally nothing. So
the rainforest route is about to see some water again.
Oh, is this my gym challenge?
Yeah, it's yours. Back when I had images in the YouTube videos, it says Fortree Gym Cindy. But
I know we had this production.
Yeah, it was, you know, pandemic vibes before I had, like, full-time job. I was, like, putting a little bit more effort into it. Kira's still a much better editor by every means, but at the time I was doing stuff for the YouTube videos, for sure. I don't remember who was actually first. Was Cindy actually first?
I think I was. Okay. I think I actually was.
I believe it.
Huge chamber. There's lights behind the ceilings.
Yeah, gym challenges. How did you guys feel about them at the end of the day? What were your thoughts about the experience as a whole? A lot of TTRPG tables don't do such frequent one-on-one little encounters. Do you have any opinions or feelings or vibes?
My name is Miles. I'll be your first.
I thought it was fun. Because it did feel like doing a gym.
Cindy, it wouldn't be because
she's fun.
Yeah, you would say that, like, I don't know. He says, all right, gyms are pretty important in the Pokemon experience in general, so it felt like it helped you get grounded in the Pokemon world, maybe.
It was also nice to, like, change things up, like, to do a one-on-one rather than, like, not that I don't like playing with everybody, but
yeah,
it was nice once in a while to change it up.
I think some of the biggest, like, character growths came from gym challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, big pivotal moments.
Yeah, there were a lot of big moments for sure. It's just an opportunity for individuals to kind of explore what their mons. Yeah, have their moment. Explore what their mons do, like, as far as battle tactics and also, like, that relationship. It's about 60 feet across. And, you know, not have to worry about talking over anyone or anything. So
it was good. I liked him.
Cool. I'm glad.
It was a lot of me not knowing type advantage.
Yeah, which, you know, fledgling trainer, the roleplay is pretty accurate. And Miles says, Murkrow, let's start this off. Go for it. This first trainer.
We're in a group combat. We're, like, yelling at you about what moves to use.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Barely not. This first challenge, Miles was ripped from boarding party. He's one of the he's a flying type specialist in their campaign.
Just a single, black cat. It flaps up towards Soli and makes a very, very.
This wasn't the Togetic was the second one, right?
Yeah, Togetic was the second challenge, and I believe she was Gabby, right? Pretty sure that was her name, if I remember correctly.
Oh, was that Gabby?
Yeah, because it was Metronome, right? That was the vibe.
Let's go for a tackle. Who are
you targeting? Didn't I get, like, bodied by Metronome?
Yeah, I think everyone had some moments. We'll have to review and see that. But
yeah, that will break Murko's armor class. Roll your damage.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of regrets about gym challenges. I was thinking that, you know, obviously for a number of listeners, it's a little repetitive in the sense that, like, everyone's doing the same challenges, which I'm not sure you can really remedy that. I think that's kind of just how it goes.
Just what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just what it is. So totally understandable if people skip, but they're also probably missing some cool moments too. So it's a bit of a balance for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to any of them. It's like I wasn't there for the play of it, so I didn't listen back.
Sure.
I'm gonna go for any of them. Also on Murkrow.
Did you ever gossip with CJ about like if one of you went first?
Not until after we'd both played.
Nice, that's cool.
2 + 1 = 3. Hey, that's not bad. Not bad.
Unless like if it was like, oh no, CJ would like hear me, but like I didn't tell him what happened.
Gout of flame from Sully's mouth. Goes straight into Murkrow's face, leaves it a little bit singed. It lets out a.
I also like in the gym challenges the ones where it's like other stuff going on, like the Geodude thing. That was I forget which gym that was, but that was
the
really
fighting
fun.
Gym. You had to like do a puzzle, yeah,
corral them.
Yeah, yeah,
I was just like, well, let me put Magma Storm over there so they all come this way.
Yeah, that's something that like. That the gyms in the games kind of explore, but you get a lot more freedom to do those puzzles in an RPG setting, which is fun for sure. Yeah, I tried to add like some sort of puzzle or challenge to each gym. Some exceptions, of course, like the final gym, Tate and Eliza. The node, like I guess the puzzle was figuring out how to use your partner's cheats. But other than that, I tried to do something not strictly combat related, or like for the fire gym. It was all combat, but like I was one of my favorite puzzles on my end that I enjoyed a lot was the glass wall puzzle where like you have 3 one-on-ones happening, but when one ends, the walls open up and then change the dynamic of the battle. I liked that one, but that's not where we're at. We're at the Fortune Gym, so I think this first one is just. This is just a battle, or is this the race? This is just a battle, I think.
Oh, there was a race.
Yeah, with a shiny Yanma. I was hinting at it being shiny. I'm not sure if any of the players got it until someone commented on it.
I don't have thoughts.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't catch it until somebody else said it.
I was trying to be subtle, for sure. Like, extra subtle.
There was definitely a time you mentioned a Pokemon, and I was like, that's just a sleepy Bulbasaur. No, it was a Gloom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that was later on.
I was like, this is really high for...
The max is 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This I got another 6. We got 7 more days.
Let's go.
Yo.
But you get to know that individually you two enjoyed the solo gym challenges. I think it was just fun little cool side experience. Also lets everyone else take a break when it's not their turn, kind of, you know.
It into the ground. It looks like it's hanging on just by a little sliver of HP. It's Soli's turn. Does Soli want to finish it off?
Yeah, we're going to go for Ember.
Let's see it.
Wow, haven't had Ember in a long time.
Yeah, that's the baby Cindy move for sure.
It will not hit, unfortunately.
I don't think so.
Gooby lifts off of this Murkrow, and Murkrow sees its opportunity
Gooby, yeah.
to get out of the way.
Gooby.
Murkrow. God, these subtitles are so good.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Dodges out of the way and flaps gently in the air with the little bit of energy that it has left. Spearow, having leered at Cookie successfully, is now going to go for a...
Oh, this is a double battle. Murkrow, Spearow versus Soli and Cookie.
Spearow goes in for the peck, and Cookie sees it coming and isn't a very mobile little slug dragon, but manages to toughen up its body enough where the peck just doesn't deal any damage. Cookie's really out here today.
Yeah, Cookie coming in clutch.
Yeah, Cookie's kind of a bit of a monster. This brings us back to the low HP Murkrow. Murkrow's also going to go for a peck into Cookie.
Marco.
Marco.
That's a good name for a Murkrow, though.
It is,
Marco.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Murker, Marco. I'm writing all these down.
And Cookie is still all hardened up. Like, come at me. What are you going to do? You know? Like, Cookie is out here to win. Gets pecked by this crow, but just doesn't deal any damage. Let's see. It's Cookie's turn.
We're going in for another tackle on this Murkrow.
You know, to be fair, this first gym challenge,
okay, yeah, that's a crit.
The Mons didn't have many options. It was usually just two moves.
Yeah.
But, you know, in due time, things would get plenty complicated, I think.
Excellent.
How do I roll the damage for that?
Okay, so,
still the 1D
so specifically for making, like, sheets for these Mons, like, what was your process, like, this early on?
Next time for crits, so what you do for crits is that you just add
so
max roll.
Do you mean specific to gym challenges or just in general?
Like you just automatically
just kind of in general. Like I get like wild encounters, but like when it's like a planned thing like this, like,
yeah,
were you making synergies intentionally or
yeah? So yeah, wild encounters were typically very bare bones. If it wasn't like a seeded trainer fight or like special encounter, it would just kind of be like move one, move two. They deal this type of damage, I'm rolling this much damage for it. And then if they were actually caught, then I would, like, flush them out. Gym challenges definitely had more prep than that. I don't remember all the way back to, like, this Fortune challenge for sure. But, I mean, I put I just like kind of went Bulbapedia flying type. I looked at some mons and I was like, that sounds fun. Or like I have something in mind, right? I was like, I knew I wanted someone spamming metronome as like part of a gym challenge just because it'd be fun. So I was like, Otoga Tick is like a perfect, like higher threat level than the players are currently at kind of mon. But if it's only using metronome, then it's like unpredictable and isn't going to be outright destroying them. It's going to be by on chance. Yeah, I guess to answer your question, a little more involved than wild mons, but and I thought about synergies, but a lot of the time I was just scrolling through the type and being like, what would make a fun or cool or interesting encounter? For this first trainer, Miles, it was not really that. I was strictly referencing Boarding Party because I was still like listening to that podcast at this point that we recorded this. What's up, gamers?
Well done.
Hello, gamers.
We're still in the first part of the combat for Cindy. The first double battle, Cookie and Soli versus Murkrow and Spiro. Since you two just entered. Sorry, what was that?
No, go ahead.
Since you two just entered, I already asked this to Squids and Honeybee. What were your general vibes, thoughts, opinions, feelings on gym challenges as a whole throughout the four-year campaign?
So I think from my perspective, I don't know, I never really had that much of a tough time. I like the theming of like pretty much all of them, but I never felt like maybe in particular, maybe it was just because like I felt really comfortable in a lot of combat scenarios on my own that like really feel like super challenging in comparison to like team oriented things. Does that make sense?
Sure. How do you feel about it as a concept, like in a TTRPG setting?
Conceptually, it was great. Like the theming was fun. It was always really exciting. The puzzle challenges were good. I liked the way you framed the puzzles in particular, that they weren't like traditional gym puzzles, that they were more like in combat puzzles. So it was more active. And that was a way better structure to do it in than like you would say, like enter a dungeon and have to solve a mind puzzle. And it's like, no, it's not as engaging when you're not in a group think and you're on your own trying to figure it out. It's like, oh no, instead it's a combat mechanic. I think it was a cool way to explore that.
You guys are lucky I didn't make you push a big olive around.
Exactly. Nat 20.
Right. Yeah, where's my big olive, dude?
Oh, Fonzo. Is that also a
crit? But then the olive has fucked up physics and doesn't go where you want it to go.
Grace, write that down. Yeah. Big olive.
Yeah, I got it. You got it. First gym challenge, big olive.
Grace, what were your thoughts on the gym challenges?
Yeah, I think it's similar of like, I guess I say similar and different because I'm not typically a huge combat person, but I think it made combat interesting in a way that I enjoyed, like incorporating like the challenges or the puzzles or whatever into them. Yeah, I mean, as a concept, I think like it makes sense. Like, if we're playing a Pokemon TTRPG, that you're gonna do gym challenges, right? Like, obviously, there's a world where you don't, but that's the standard thing that you do in the games. So it's not like, you know, too crazy. But they did make sense, I think.
Yeah, they were a great excuse to explore some one-on-one roleplay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You can justify it in any setting, certainly, but Pokemon really encourages the idea for sure.
My goodness, I can't imagine.
So
that was incredible.
Yeah, pretty neat. He reaches
into his pocket. I also like how the gym challenges are theoretically low stakes. Like if all of your Pokemon faint, they're not at risk of dying.
Yeah, you just lose.
Like there's no risk of real death. It's like you get to practice these different techniques and moves without the chance of getting dead.
Yeah. You find yourself in I think we mentioned that when we were like cooling down after we recorded the finale a little bit, was that someone mentioned like, oh, all of the combat outside of the gym challenges felt very high stakes. And I was like, you know, that's pretty fair. That's a good point. My name's Ben. But
like, not that the stakes weren't high, like we needed the gym badges to for everyone else to go home.
Right, right. We're
gonna have a little race. But at the end of the day, you could just do it again.
Totally. Yeah.
There's wind turbines that kind of are pushing the air. I think Schmidt was the only one that failed one, didn't he? Coming out
from the ground. I think that's correct. Above the ground. He looks at you and says, "This is going to be a one-on-one Which race. He challenged it early and it was a bad matchup, so it kind of checked out. I think he got pretty close his first try though. I think it was pretty good.
I think so, yeah. I think I couldn't land fucking Revelation Dance to ground type.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a fight. However, a fight is not coming. Ben throws out his Fortree City ball and out comes a little dragonfly. It's a little dragonfly. Yeah, and it's so got really sparkly
Ben may have also been boarding party right, so inspired. Now that I think about it,
my Yanma passes Yanma in the west. He says,
and so definitely tried to subtly hint that it was shiny for sure.
Go to the other side of this arena, and then go through those same six.
Oh, is this when I was using Izzy like to win the challenge? Like ember itself up through the hoops.
Oh yeah, like a jetpack. Yeah. That was sick. See, yeah, you get some cool stuff like that from these one-on-ones, I think. Is some really creative solutions to challenges that you aren't worried about, like taking the stage away from someone else.
Give you a little advantage here, like we do with all the challengers. If you would roll initiative, and we'll start this race. Every turn that you get,
I wanted to keep this first like puzzle in quotes simple for the first gym. Listening to it now, I'm like, man, a race is like really simple, but I think it might have helped demonstrate the idea maybe as long as it got more complex later.
But it was also a race with like hoops that were above the ground, so unless you had a flyer, it wasn't as straightforward. Like for mine, it was harder to do.
Yeah, I forgot how Gimli even did it. Was it like a rock blast potion?
The same exact thing.
Okay. Got it.
No, I used Torkoal and jetted myself around, yeah, just like you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think I did some climbing because I used Izzy, which
yeah.
is a wizard.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens
to Yanma? Yeah, but Rich, I even think you noted in my gym challenge version of it. Like, I think Melissa did the same thing.
Okay, yeah. This was so long ago. You know, this is why we're listening to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this was several years ago. Yeah. 15 foot
radius. So I think they run out of it. But
yeah. Yeah, Yanma will be able to fly out, but in the meantime, take some damage. And is it poisoned as well?
I also selfishly wanted to explore the common headcanon for gym leaders. That they just have like an arsenal of mons, and then they adjust what team they have you fight based on how many badges you currently have.
I think that makes most sense in universe.
Yeah,
like and that's just like purple poisonous. Yeah, that makes sense.
One of the spin-off series actually showed it. I forget which one. It might have been Origins.
Like Gold and Silver comics, yeah, the Origins.
Or yeah, the comics too. But like, there's a show that did it. Where I think Red went to challenge Brock, and Brock was like, well, you don't have any badges. And then like it shows him switching out Pokeballs. He's like, so I'll use these ones, which I think is just cool and helps explain a lot in the world.
Paldea should have been.
Honestly, yeah, like that would have really enhanced
the
experience.
The same Pokemon. Or like certain, right. Like, oh, if you're below a certain level, it's the younger evolution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then like, it's like level capped.
Yeah, if they revisit open world in quotes, I hope that they employ something like that, because while it was open world, it was still pretty restrictive. Like you had to do certain things first. So.
Yeah, you kind of had to do it in a certain order, unfortunately.
Which
is pretty much just like at each stage,
end
are you
at a
going
place
to do
where every Pokemon's 50 and you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I accidentally got to the lake and I was like, I'm in danger. Propulsion
I was.
Again.
Oh, go ahead. Sound as it goes ding
as it jumps through the ring and Izzy. I think they fell into their own trap of like they needed the Pokemon to have like a scaling zone so you could go back and do old stuff, but then like they wanted it to probably scale at some point. They're like, wait, we can't do both things at the same time, and then they were just screwed themselves and they decided to go with the one path of like we just ping where you go, and it's like, but that's not open world, bro. Like, what are you doing?
My hot take is that I kind of don't want them to go back to open world. I think they should go back to something more linear.
Correct. Yeah, it was asked.
That's like the Zelda argument.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Like people after Breath of the Wild, people want like a more linear Zelda.
Yeah,
I also agree with that take.
Really? We'll try. That surprises me because I feel like a lot of people really liked Breath of the Wild.
Well,
I think Breath of the Wild is the worst Zelda game ever made.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yep. Hot take.
I haven't played any Zelda games.
To me, Breath of the Wild like isn't associated with like Zelda games in my head.
It feels like not a Zelda game. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's pretty different.
That's the issue with it. That's why I was like, it's a good game. I think it's a bad Zelda game. Scampering
on the ground. Oh, fair enough.
I can see that. Yeah.
That being said, I think Breath of the Wild handled open world a lot better than Scarlet and Violet did as far as progression.
Oh, for sure. No, absolutely. No,
every game handled open world better than Scarlet and Violet.
I don't think Breath of the Wild's a bad game. I think it's the worst Zelda game.
I played the... I forget which company made it, but like the Greek Breath of the Wild knockoff. It's just 5 feet away, which is really nicely done. Or it was like... it was like Greek mythology. I can't think of if it was... I can't even think of the name of the game right now.
I haven't heard of it.
But anyways, it was like a cheap knockoff of Breath of the Wild, and even then, I think that game did open world better than Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, fair. And also, to be fair, like, not that it's impossible by any means in my head, and I'm not a game dev, but it feels like it would be more challenging to open world scale a monster collector. That being said, I don't think it's impossible. Like, I bet you can definitely do it.
And like, maybe they have a couple sections that are like these certain areas, like a few areas are just at a higher level.
Yeah.
But not everything. Like, have most of it be tiered to what you're at.
They already have like stuff in like the DLC that's like the encounters scale to your level. Like,
right. Yeah, the technology
exists throughout the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Be creative with how
you're going to navigate through. We'll see how Gen 10 works.
I think this turn we're just going to dash.
Or even ZA, like, I don't know how ZA is going to be structured. So,
well, ZA is, I mean, it's not really open world,
yeah,
at least from what we've seen, right?
I think they're going to get more experimental with like the formula going forward.
Hopefully, yeah.
I'm not against that. You're set.
The next one is 10 feet off. Is it going to be set up like Legends Arceus? Or you could just climb
up the pole. Yeah, I think more stuff like that.
You'll be in position same.
Or they're going to take more risk. You'll for sure get up there. Cuz like, if you look at like risk, I don't know, like, I mean, Final Fantasy. Like, poison gas. You look at like Final Fantasy like 7 and Final Fantasy 10, those are wildly different games.
Not as refined.
Okay, so at what point do you want to use the jetpack? Do you want to use it like right
But now, like, they've kind of pigeonholed themselves into like they have to have the same mechanics every game because of the competitive side of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right,
But now that they have champions as the competitive hub,
yeah, they can make some big shakeups.
Play with shit more. Well, yeah.
And we've had all kinds of spinoffs that are like completely different. Like, you have like Conquest,
Ranger.
Yeah. Like, they've dabbled with stuff. It's just not been mainline Pokemon that they've changed at all. So I could see that coming into like the mainline. Spent a very short
amount of time together. Maybe they'll even release a TTRPG system.
Man, that'd be so sick. That'd
call
be
us.
Crazy.
Seriously, I want to get on the ground floor of that.
Yeah,
Mr. Pokemon, send us an email. We have been doing this shit, yeah.
Like,
Ishihara-san, this is my phone number.
John Pokemon, I'm waiting for your phone call as we speak.
I'm free on Thursday. If you're free Thursday, I'm free on Thursday when I'm free.
I'm free on Thursday. A air slash
in hopes to knock Izzy off of that. I just, it's like, and crit fails. I feel like a Pokemon TTRPG could only do well. Like, I feel like there's such an overlap of audience there. And TTRPGs obviously are doing well in the world right now.
It's a bit of a renaissance, yeah.
I don't know if TTRPGs are big in Japan. So
that's
fair. Like, on their radars,
you know what?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Eastern TTRPGs. I think that's totally legit. It's all Western stuff. For sure.
I did see when the great TikTok migration to Red Note, which is China, so different, but at least like an Asian culture, yeah. There were people who were posting about TTRPGs, and like people like who, on the Chinese side of Red Note, who were like posting like, yeah, like we play TTRPGs, like we play D&D and stuff. So I mean, there's at least a market in China.
I would let you try it for sure because that seems neat.
Like Ember Jetpack.
As
is
an
the
attack.
Main goal.
Yeah.
But also, like, it the range is 60 feet, so if it's within that 60 feet of jetpack propulsion.
Is. Yeah.
I hope.
60 feet of jetpack propulsion.
Oh, no.
I'm just doing my best, okay?
I got a five, the math is mathing.
Plus four, so a nine.
If I can reach this far, I can go this far, right?
Confident, maybe tries to do too much at once and thinks I'm going to get an attack off while I fly.
We could forgive that. It's not how physics works.
Izzy focuses its blast on the
this first gym, only Cindy and Gimli caught a second Pokemon, right? And it
jumps in the air, fires off its ember, and just no, we had Swablu and shit by this point.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, everyone had a Swablu. Not everyone.
Yeah, every single one of us. Yeah. I just never
everyone
showed
except
my Swablu.
For two of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I totally forgot about the Swablu encounter. Yeah, so everyone has two Pokemon now, which is good.
Mm-hmm. I have three. I remember I used Swablu for the race. Is going to have to
spend a large Melissa had three.
Yeah. To be fair, I think Swablu's a faster flyer than Milsuri, I think. In my head canon. And
then
it's definitely the case.
I think it's just in your head, though.
Yeah, just me. Its movement
is increasing every turn. Yeah, Milsuri's pretty fast.
I believe in Milsuri. You were
just
standing
on when you left. I'm just shooting milk. However, I should have been Milsuri.
Can I jet propel myself with milk?
Milk propelled, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Climb up. Jet.
It's like Blastoise.
Like some milk. Turbo milk to fly through this gym challenge.
That's what I should have done. Okay. See, this is
turbo
now.
Milk.
I guess acrobatics. Yeah, let's see. Acrobatics. You know, gym challenges should be a group experience so that you guys can give me ideas.
This is all in digestion after we finished all this stuff. We're experienced seasoned veterans of this homebrew play style that no one else plays.
You know what? I'm on the ground. I just got to make this happen. And just bounces itself off of the pole that it slammed into and does a ridiculous backflip spin in the air. It's like a Tony Hawk pro skater move, basically. As Izzy's flying.
Yo, Tony Hawk pro skater?
Hell yeah. If Tony Hawk played a Pokemon TTRPG, what would his starter be?
Does Izzy perch up there, or does it want to get back on the ground?
Oh, it would be Timber, but with a skateboard.
Also, I think a Whooper, because of that iconic picture of Whooper on the skateboard.
Oh, yeah. So true. Yeah. Such a show out of Whooper can only skate. He has no hands.
Krogunk vibes.
I see Krogunk. Yeah, that totally works.
Krogunk had like a skin with like a little hat, and it gives Tony Hawk vibes.
Yeah, I totally see that.
Like in Pogo, when he has his little hat.
I could just imagine Timber though with the skateboard, with the sideways pose and a helmet, and that's he's just him at the skate park.
Yeah.
Write that down. Write that down.
I'm trying to think of like a pun on the name Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I was thinking a bird because of a hawk, but I like all these answers more.
Yeah.
Honestly, I forgot about that aspect of his existence.
Because like birds are probably shitty skaters, you know? They have hollow bones.
They're too cool for it. Yeah.
I can't think of like...
That's the issue, yeah.
It's the hollow bones. They're just too cool.
How can they kickflip with hollow bones?
Hawlucha, I guess, the only one.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of like a Pokemon
Tony Hawk
Lucha. Fun name. Tony Hawlucha.
Tony Hawk Lucha. Tony Hawk Lucha.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? I'm assuming Cindy's
pleased as Peach with this. I thought of the pun, Dwayne the Sock Johnson, earlier this week.
Hell yeah. You could potentially just do it with a dash if you want. While not a starter, I do think that Galarian Zapdos would kick ass as a Tony Hawk Pokemon for sure. Yanma is going to try. That's a bird that can kickflip. You definitely.
That's like a
yes.
That bird definitely can kickflip.
Still poisoned. 18 and 3. You are so lucky. There's no more checks to make. There's nothing else to do. Does Izzy do anything, you know, showy or flashy or make any sort of sound? How do you think Izzy finishes this challenge?
I feel like they'd be like a little flashy, like sticking their tongue out, right? Mm-hmm. That's a thing that's like the tongue thing.
Absolutely. The classic reptile sticking their tongue out all the time.
Yes.
Excellent. Izzy with no nonsense, licking the air with its tongue, scampers all the way back up to Cindy, climbs up her leg into her arms, and a bell goes off, and Ben says, "Wow, I haven't been beaten that hard in a long time. You and that Salandit, man, I can't believe that just happened."
That's all my luck right there. We're going to go into the luck one and I'm going to lose.
We will see.
Oh, there were 4 challenges in this gym? I guess there were. Double battle, says, race, well done, metronome, and then Winona.
Go places.
Yeah.
I definitely went down to 3 at some point, right?
You could just have 2 more.
It was like 2
left.
Challenges yeah, and then the gym leader.
Yeah.
Gym
leader.
As far as the I think a lot of gym leader, like gyms, though, have at least 3 trainers, though, and then the leader, right?
Yeah.
It depends.
Or is it 2?
We'll have to listen.
Brock only had 1. Just 1 little kid.
Oh, you mean like in the games? Yeah, the early gyms. The early gyms often had 1, maybe 2. Then after that, it was at least 3. I feel like for most of them. As you're going up
these stairs, there's a platform on the way where the stairs turn around, where there is a woman.
So how much of the
she has brown hair, she's wearing glasses, she's
how many like gym challenges had you had planned?
She's wearing some pants.
Like beforehand.
Do we oh like before the campaign started?
Yeah.
Like none.
Or
really.
Just like and she says like was it just like completely like the week before? Alright, I'm writing all this or
not,
were you already thinking of it as
I'm gonna say the month before. The month before. I knew from the start that I wanted Tate and Liza body swap. That was one that I was like, I knew I wanted to do that. That sounded like a lot of fun. And I knew pretty early on I was like, oh, like a Roxanne like history check puzzle where like you have to remember shit and be academic would be fun too. But besides that, pretty much everything else was like about a month before. Like, once I had the feeling that you guys were going to be in a town with a gym and that you were probably going to challenge it was when I came up with the puzzles. Any number of Pokemon you'd like. And the trainers.
The history one was rough.
Yeah. I took a lot of pleasure in that one, making you guys remember shit. And also identifying fossils.
I did so poorly.
That was the fossil shit, right?
Yeah, the fossils was... Yeah. Well, part of it was identifying the fossils, like, matching the Pokemon to the fossil names, which is kind of tricky. And then one of them was, like, literally, like...
I did so poorly.
Another thing was, like, remembering stuff from the campaign. Like, you were quizzed on, like, stuff from Hoenn, from, like, the adventure. It was just, like, really fun for me.
I don't remember doing any of that. I can't wait to hear it, because I was just, like, in a mind palace, I guess.
Yeah, the rock type gym.
I just remember doing so poorly.
Yeah. Well, that was the one where Elodie cheated,
right? I think even...
Basically, an open, exposed platform. There's a to get into Torrent, I think that was that one, wasn't it? Some sort of stance or posture, or you want to creatively use an attack to be more prepared. We'll never know. What would you
like to do? Like a baby doll eyes.
That was the first I remember of like Elodie being a fucker kind of arc started.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. The evil fairy type arc. Yeah.
Elodie's crime arc.
Classic. Looks up at this floating egg thing and just looks at it super cute. Sometimes you just get bitten by the chaos bug.
Yeah. And its cheeks turn a little red and it lets out a little squeal and it just thinks. Yeah, we all said that like gym challenges are generally low stakes, but Elodie could have faced some repercussions if she got caught with that shit.
True. Removed from the gym challenge.
Yeah. And seemingly out of
nowhere. Campaign's over. What would have been the repercussions?
I would have to come up with them. I think that could have just been like an immediate loss. And you have to rechallenge the gym or the gym leader, or probably wouldn't have done it, but it would have been funny as saying, "Sorry, Elodie, you can't challenge Rustboro Gym anymore. You have to get your gym badge from a different gym." But I feel like that might have thrown off the rest of the campaign a little too much.
The party balance, yeah.
And then with Norman being gone, it was literally just Wallace. It was the only option then. So.
Or like a period of time where it's like you're banned for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff would just kind of like displace the adventure too much, I feel like. So I probably would have just said, oh, that's a loss. You have to retry the gym leader at some point. Finger and is completely compelled to smash its body into the ground. The platform that you're on starts violently shaking and
a small crack in the platform opens up. It opens up beneath Soli. I have to... roll a d100 to determine this damage.
Okay, I changed this mechanic. Yeah. So was the first metronome roll a fissure? No, it's magnitude.
That's magnitude. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's got it. You're looking at something between 1 and 100 damage. So.
Yeah.
Damage. That was a bad one. That was possibly one of the worst moves that you could have pulled.
Yeah, solely to get magnituded from Togetic right off the bat. Kind of fucked up.
What is your
did she also get leech seeded? That's so awful. Burning them's
a good idea. It was all bad.
Yeah. Herself and not hurt
herself. True. I'm not gonna say that
she has the flash fire.
Right. I'm not gonna say you're gonna power yourself up because that's kind of hacking.
Metronome was very fun to incorporate into the game, including with the omelet. Just a great mechanic for sure.
Just to like burn the seed, but she won't burn herself.
Absolutely. Roll an ember against your AC and see what happens.
I got 15.
Yeah.
My armor class is 13.
Great. Yeah, you managed to solely.
I don't know if I stand by that rules interpretation for our made-up hunger system. But,
yeah.
We were just trying stuff out. But rolling against your own AC is a little weird. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it's all vibes.
Yeah.
But it was also like I was doing it to burn the leech seed, which the leech seeds themselves don't have an AC.
Yeah, and they're also exterior to like your being, so the armor class calc I don't think makes any sense really, but it worked out. We're fine.
It was a number to roll against.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a choice. It's fine.
Yeah.
That is going to be 6 damage. 6 dark damage.
Look at these low HP numbers. Ooh.
I feel so vulnerable.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm
so ready for the low numbers again, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, it's getting pretty close. You're halfway there. How do you want to spend your turn? You should have Cindy's new passive triggered, right?
Oh, did I level you guys up before the gym? I might have. Pyromaniac. That would make sense. 3 sessions at level 1. I think that is worth the level 2.
Less than half their max HP, they get a damage, extra damage dice.
Yes.
Got it. Yes.
So you could you could attack.
Good ember.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna ember the other Pokemon, not itself.
Not yes. Sully will not, not ember itself. Herself anymore. Yeah, go for it.
20.
Okay.
To hit.
What was your natural roll again? Your for not damage, but to hit?
18.
Okay. What did what is it to burn? It's a 19 or 20, or is it just 20?
19 or 20, yeah.
So close. That would have been a really been nice good. Thing for you.
Shucks.
Lets out a little blast of flame. And the Togetic, it's a quite a bulky mon, but it definitely takes some damage here. For the fifth time out of six, Togetic, what move is it going to pull?
Oh, is it just survive six rounds?
Togetic, oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah. Or you could knock it out. No, that makes sense. And I remember, I don't have the sheet anymore, but Togetic was definitely a little over-leveled. Loud
sound. Yeah. Which makes sense. It, though.
Yeah, someone definitely knocked it out. It was probably Gimli, knowing the type advantage.
Focuses. It was not me. I got bodied by this Togetic.
I don't even remember. I remember like that we faced it and that it was metronome,
seven.
But
I thought it was a one. It's a seven.
That's a seven.
That thing pulled out all the stops too. It used like Shadow Force on me and shit.
Yeah, who pulled the hyperspace
pull, like,
hole?
Hyperspace hole. Yeah.
Who pulled that?
It wasn't me.
Was that
I remember
was
y'all
me?
Talking about it, and I'm like,
I think
I don't
it was me.
Know what that
pretty
means.
Sure it was you, yeah.
Which isn't funny because it was turn six. God's way of foreshadowing the Hoopa encounter. Useless,
you know. That's so crazy.
Yeah. The Togetic was Garatina all along.
Yo,
Gabby's
God
Togetic.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I need to pay attention more, man. The whole plot was right in front of me.
The foreshadowing, man.
Oh, should have known.
So this next move will have disadvantage, or if it's a save that you have to make, you'll have advantage. Good timing. I think now is the time for you to do such a thing.
Yeah.
And requests that Vulpix makes a wisdom saving throw. Because of the baby doll eyes, you have advantage. So roll twice for wisdom.
Okay. I rolled a 4, and I rolled a nat 20.
Okay.
World of 4.
World of 4.
Nat 20, regardless of your crit. The four. Move that was used was Endeavor. So it was actually never going to knock you out, but I wanted to scare you.
did I make you roll just for fun?
Yeah, you did. That was fucked up.
Actually, this would benefit you. Your HP would become equal to Togetic's. So Togetic is much healthier than you are, so Togetic actually basically just heals Vulpix. Would have, if you hadn't crit the check. But
yeah, skill issue.
That's the way the metronome goes. Gabriella says, excellent work, Togetic.
What was I Gabriella, going for yeah. there? Gabriella, yeah. That was the idea, is Gabby metronome.
What was I going?
Yeah, what the fuck was I talking about there, guys?
And that's the way the metronome goes.
Yeah,
thanks for watching.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's just a theory.
And that's the way the that's the way the theory crumbles.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys? That's crazy.
And face her on the roof.
Like, bro is yapping, somehow. Dude.
Bro, you are certified
yapping about.
Yeah.
Large
circular roof. That didn't make any
bro
sense.
Bro was playing his own game over here.
It's way funnier and cooler if just Endeavor hits and you get healed. Like, that's just so much of a more interesting outcome than whatever the bullshit I just did was. Whatever.
Yeah, you were like, man, it could have been really cool, and it wasn't. Sucks to suck.
I know, yeah, it's fine. We all, you know, we all had a lot to learn. So.
No, it's really just funny to poke fun at it. But
yeah, especially because you guys never heard this. Like, you guys didn't,
no,
you weren't here for this.
True, I didn't listen. Yeah,
it's fun that we could all share it.
You're like, what the fuck was I doing 4 years ago?
Meteors have fallen
in ancient times. What were any of us doing 4 years ago? Let's be real.
Playing this game, evidently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, we were all drunk, so we don't remember.
Listeners, what were you doing 4 years ago?
Old time.
Yeah.
Comment down below what you were doing 4 years ago. And
she's
wearing
kind of an outfit. She's very fast. Most of you were not listening to the podcast.
Right, I want to know what they were doing 4 years ago. Not relevant to what we were talking about. The Fortree City Gym.
For your yeah,
on that engagement.
You will be battling me. How many Pokemon?
On that choose? Engagement on Patreon. That doesn't have an algorithm for comments.
My algorithm on Patreon. Singles. They need to find us. What you decide.
Oh no. Sully and Cookie were a really good pair. Not that I want to bench.
So this was a gym leader mechanic I ended up recycling a lot, which I liked, which was choose the number of combatants.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
2, 1, 2, 3. It
gives you some agency.
It changes the dynamic. Yeah, it gives you agency.
Yeah.
I agree. Excellent.
I think it turned out best for Brawly, for sure. I agree. Mostly, again, glazing Schmidt some more.
The option of, like, the one-on-one, the triple threat, the tag team.
Yeah, yeah, just cool stuff. Cool options.
Next to it is another bird. It's blue and red and has a proud bird chest and beautiful feathers. And
how else would you describe Swellow's body? Okay.
Proud bird chest.
Proud bird chest. Yeah, look at that fucker.
I think that's
not a sad bird chest, a proud bird chest.
Y'all know I'm right.
Yeah, no, you are.
Yeah, thank you.
That bird has some pride in his chest right there.
Birds have, like, a evolutionary thing where they have to have, like, extended sternums to be able to flap their wings, right? Isn't that, like, a thing?
Not the pelipper. Between Skarmory and Swellow.
I'm not making that up.
No idea.
Why do you know that?
Because I
of all my animal facts, birds are not something I'm well-versed in. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's, like, a core feature of birds and why
I'm
dragons
the bird
can't
guy.
Fly.
I feel like I should know the bird facts,
not
but I
saying
don't.
It a core feature.
It's a core feature of flight.
Bro downloaded the bird expansion.
Yeah, it's true.
Are they patching birds soon?
Dude, the bird patch is dropping, like, in a week.
Dude,
it's
I can't wait for
crazy.
That. Yeah.
Not the government drones, guys.
Yeah. The drone patch, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So they're just I read a book, and the girl kept calling birds government drones. This is a romantasy
perhaps. Oh yeah.
Me and my drones.
That's the kind of millennial shit I can't stand. I'm so sorry.
I'll DM you the book.
That millennial
shit. It was
shit.
A train wreck.
Coming from the only non-millennial on the call.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I can't stand your generation.
I'm being so fucking ageist.
Gets the perfectly shot ember into this large metal bird. Takes a critical strike. You can see that part of its steel feathers have, like, melted a little bit on its left wing.
Owie zowie. Enough,
because of this burnt metal on its body, it sheds some of its feathers. Metal blades, which are basically melting swords.
Oh, did I give it weak armor? I must have, yeah.
It
I must
seems
have.
Like Skarmory is now more nimble.
Yeah.
But maybe
is that a hidden ability? No. Is it? Attacks.
Is its weak
I don't know.
Ability.
It gets keen eye and sturdy. So, this, I don't know. One of them
titted. Rich is making shit up. Here we
seriously.
Go.
Yeah. It does get weak armor, right? I try not to homebrew that much, unless it was like a new form.
I'm checking. It does. It's its hidden ability.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. I guess Winona's got a hidden ability, Skarmory.
She's a gym leader. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not out of pocket.
For the video games, it is, but we're not playing the video game, so it's fine.
Yeah.
She's also, like, I don't know. I feel like she's a well-established adult woman.
She
can
have an adult. She's got
an
ability.
And that's what I always
she's
say about
grown-ass
grown women. Yeah, that they can get hidden abilities.
I've always said that about grown women. They should have the right to have their Pokemon have
hidden
abilities.
We should put that
only
in the
grown-ass women.
Yeah.
There should be an amendment for that, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Skarmory. Hey, yo, what amendment are we on? That's the truth. The Constitution patch needs to drop.
Yeah.
Constitution patch. Women have hidden abilities.
Hell yeah.
God.
Skarmory also takes 3 points of burn damage.
Dude, hit me with Amendment 28. Women can have hidden abilities on their Pokemon.
Does proc Cindy's passive.
It's such a shame that y'all haven't
adult
been
women.
Able to. Until now.
Adult women, right. Minors.
Adult women.
Wait, is that the loophole?
Yeah,
minors, is that non-adult women get to have hidden abilities? No, that doesn't make sense. It would still be restricted. Never mind.
A six won't do it, unfortunately. Skarmory, a little bit
you have to get a high school diploma to get hidden abilities.
Yeah.
Able to completely fly out of the direction of
or your GED, that's fine too.
Absolutely got a little bit overconfident from that crit burn on turn one. Still in a pretty advantageous position, if I may say so. Now Cookie has a chance to try something.
I'm trying to think if it's like advantageous to use bite, but I'm not sure. Because if it doesn't get hit, then it doesn't do damage. Mm-hmm.
True. Truer words have ever been spoken, Melissa.
Yeah. Bite, not the best.
I know how games work.
If it doesn't hit, it doesn't do damage, so.
Well, no, bide. If it doesn't get hit, it won't do damage when it goes off.
Oh, true.
That's the.
It works every time and just throws its body at Skarmory and slumps off the side. And
it's not broke. Don't break it.
Notice. Just hasn't noticed Cookie, like, at all.
If it's not fixed, don't break it. Didn't we say something like that once?
If it's not broke, don't
break it. I constantly mess up that phrase. I'm like, if it works, don't break it. People are like, huh? That's not the phrase.
Measure once, cut twice.
Damage that
That's correct.
If it ain't broke, don't break it.
I'm just gonna have to give that to you because if I rolled any better than that,
that's how my students do it.
Don't break it.
Measure once, cut twice.
Despite that,
you tell them it's the opposite. They're like, no, I think you have it wrong.
That's going to be 9 points of steel damage. Skarmory had its eyes set on Soli this whole time.
Oh, is there like battle music in the background?
Yeah. I know. I was about to mention. I love it. The
you guys
gym,
didn't know that.
Gym lead.
Yeah,
no?
The gym leader. There's always.
I've always done that. Yeah.
I don't listen to this
silence.
Podcast.
Yeah,
I don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, Mitch, we're not fans of this show.
That's true. That's
I need
true.
You to...
Yeah, I also did like the gym entry music as well. You know.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You just did it.
I have trouble listening to like actual like real play podcasts.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no disrespect to our fans. I also don't traditionally listen to too many real play podcasts type of
stuff. Oh, wow.
I have listened to Dimension 20 stuff.
They're pretty polished, though.
Yeah.
They are pretty polished. Like,
Out
the Gate is pretty polished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Misfits of Magic made me cry, so.
I shared what I listen to. When I seek out a podcast, I'm going for true crime.
I mean, there's definitely something to be said for, like, narrative storytelling that isn't improvised. You know, there's definitely some efficiency going on there. Definitely.
At least for this turn, we'll bide. We'll vibe and bide.
Skarmory.
Vibe and bide.
Yeah. Going to go for no switch. True words.
And deals no true words.
Damage, 5 normal type damage to Cookie.
Does Skarmory have teeth on the top too, you think? Or is it just those bottom teeth?
He only has bottom teeth is crazy.
He's gotta have top teeth.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to remember in Pokemon Stadium because I remember his animation. He definitely like clomp, clomp, clomped his
little
face.
Yeah.
Google Skarmory teeth.
Top teeth.
What if his top teeth are like on the end of his beak and not like adjacent to the lower jaw? You know what I'm saying?
These images lead me to believe he does not have top teeth.
Ayo.
I'm trying to find him. He's in Pokemon beat. Stadium 2 specifically. Okay. He had no teeth in Pokemon Stadium 2. No, he did. He only had bottom teeth.
We found it out, chat.
That's crazy.
He's a bottom tooth bird.
Ew.
Oh, no. He's got two fangs on his top.
Oh, that's a great image, Grace. That's literally...
Yeah.
Everything you need.
Great.
It's like a dental image.
For us.
Yeah, but I found these reference images, so like check me. Like I don't.
Oh. So he does have top teeth.
I found this.
Oops. Oh.
Go for a tackle.
Oh, is that looks like fan art though? Is that
that's
canon?
What I'm thinking. It looked the website looks official. PokemonPets.com.
Okay, hold on. We have to show.
Oh, never mind.
I have to show this to
listeners listed. No,
because
that's
this is a rare video
real.
Format.
Two damage.
So they have to see.
It's great commentary as we all sit here and Google the Skarmory's teeth.
Yeah, Cindy is like beating Winona's ass, and we're all just like, we gotta talk
about. What
about
Skarmory?
Where are those teeth?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, yo, where are them chompers at?
That's
need
that
a
shit.
Pokemon dentist.
In attempts to strike Goody. Oh, that would go
that
so game, crazy.
That would be insane.
Deftly, just barely dodge out of the way of this air cut.
Like, it's just like a, you know, like those, I don't know how to explain it, but like, it's like you're just a Pokemon dentist and you're just like in their mouths, like flossing their teeth and stuff.
It's like those mobile games.
Yeah, that'd be so unhinged, but like perfect at the same time.
Pokemon
and, like, you don't
dentist.
Know which Pokemon's. Yeah.
didn't they have? They had a toothbrushing thing, didn't they? Pokemon Smile.
Oh,
Pokemon
yeah,
Smile.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's already a thing.
Listen, why don't you have Pokemon Smile to farm it out with Pokemon Sleep?
What? I didn't know it was a thing.
I don't think they're compatible, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Damn.
I use Sleep every night, too.
I can't pair my Go Plus Plus to my teeth brushing.
Oh, I'd buy the Pokemon.
No, you just
Go
eat your Go Plus Plus.
I brush my teeth with my Go Plus Plus.
It just tracks your teeth cleaning, yeah. You just chew on it.
They should make like a toothbrush attachment.
Wait, like one of those weird, like brushy, like the full mouth brush things? You just click the button, it goes. And it just brushes
is that a
your teeth. Yeah. That you just like munch on it, like you just grab on it, and it's like a almost like a like looks like a mouth guard, but it all brushes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've got to look this up.
Yeah, we put it on a Pokeball and we make a ton of money.
19. Oh, wow. Let's do it.
Nintendo, please. We have TTRPG. We have the Pokemon Toothbrush Go thing.
Yeah, just plug it into the hole where you plug in.
Let's bring back Pez dispensers while we're here. Fuck it.
You know, Scarlet would be great.
No, because they really should be making more of those.
Honestly, they should keep those dispensers, but just with better candy, I think.
Right, can we just, can we rework Pez?
Like, Pez was the worst part of the Pez experience.
Well, Pez dispensers, yeah. The worst part of Pez was Pez. Of course you did.
I like the grape ones.
Oh, you like the worst one!
Grape is a ever had Pez.
Grape is my favorite flavor of
everything. The only thing worse than eating the chalk is the grape chalk.
Honestly, we should get a Skarmory dispenser that just dispenses like CBD treats.
Just teeth.
Yes.
It only has teeth.
It just spits out teeth.
They're just edibles.
Oh my god. My brain. I don't want it.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want teeth dispenser.
Actually, you know what? Maybe there's a reason we're not hired by Nintendo.
Oh.
We're paying
the comedy brain is broken.
Oh, I forgot I put the badge image in this. That's cute.
We got the gym badge, guys.
The badge image?
It's, yeah. That's cute. It's on the screen.
That you will have. So yeah, I'm fairly convinced that most of you guys didn't even encounter Skarmory, right?
No. Why would I fight Skarmory? I'd get cooked.
I think
I don't remember there being a Skarmory.
I don't think I encountered Skarmory.
I think the puzzle, not puzzle. I think the formula was if you did a 1-on-1, you're against Swellow. If you did 2-on-1, it's Skarmory. If you use 3-on-1, then it's Altaria. I don't remember.
No, I got to pick.
Oh, you chose.
She sent out three different ones, and I got to pick which one.
Got it.
I chose Skarmory.
Pelipper? I thought you fought Altaria.
No, I fought a Pelipper.
Okay. Conveniently,
there's an I definitely fought Altaria. I was like, I'm
yeah, I definitely fought
one?
Altaria.
Or a 3v2? You're able to step
down. Yeah, I don't remember the logic there, but okay, yeah, you get to choose. Okay, that makes sense. If we were listening, we would know, but yeah. These talkbacks aren't for listening. They're for us talking over ourselves. That's what it's for.
Yeah. Make sure
everybody's happy, healthy. You wanted commentary? You got anything but.
It's, I think it's part of the experience.
You arrive back at the Pokemon Center, and you walk into the hostel room that you were staying in. You see that Sam is sitting upright in her bed. She is nursing her boot that is on her foot from the injury that she took when fighting off Torkoal.
How suspicious of her. And she
says, oh. Yeah, now you guys are going to be hyper-analyzing everything. Holy shit.
You won? Is that your first badge?
Yeah.
Incredible. I'm so proud of you. And she like reaches out for a high five.
And if you looked at her hand, you would have seen the symbol of Giratina. No, that's not true.
7.
7. Okay, she got a 3, so you both just suck, and you just laugh it off. You're like, well,
it's just a bad high five.
It's just a bad high five, but you know, Sam just woke up, and you're still a little jittery from the success of your battle. You can tell that Gimli is starting to stir, and Roggenroll is jumping on his bed. It seems like he might be the next one to take the gym challenge. Are you going to spend your...
How heavy is Roggenroll?
Spoilers.
Are you going to go to the gym with him? You
think? Yeah, this guy's jumping on the bed. That bed is cooked.
Yeah, well, no, I was just thinking, like, you know, sometimes Crunchwrap, like, stands on my chest in the morning when he's hungry.
Oh, God.
And he's 15 pounds. Mm. I'm like, what if a rock man was doing that, you know?
He is about 40 pounds.
Holy shit, dude. That would suck.
Yeah, he just jumps up and down on Gimli. It's like, damn, no wonder this man is so freaking ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
Gym challenge session. And potentially like, fucked up.
Well, it's like the it's like how like you're like, oh, boxing training where they just punch your abs. If you're enjoying the
series, please be sure that's, to
that's awesome. And
check out the yeah, he just jumps on you over and over again. No ribs broken.
That's LINKTR. Let's see if there's a. I don't always do bloopers on gym challenges. There aren't always ones to happen. I'm curious if they exist. So if you enjoy this
content, you should undoubtedly. I feel like you just put like a when we were talking about it after, like a recap. Like was.